Many of the plants George Washington Carver wrote about in his bulletins can be found here in Plants of the World.
As we enter the exhibit, the cases on our left talk about the history of the hall and the museum's botany collections. Some of the models here date back as far as 1909.
Just 1 year earlier, Carver published a bulletin on how to make cotton growing pay, including instructions for the preparation of land, fertilization, seed selection, and cultivation. About halfway down the hall, there's a model of a cotton plant with a label in English, Spanish, and Cherokee syllabary.
Each Native American Heritage Month, we add language labels to specimens that are important to indigenous cultures like the Cherokee, Diné, Ojibwe, and Sauk.
In addition to being a meaningful plant in the Cherokee culture, cotton had become key to the American economy in the 19th century. In the cases to the right of the cotton model, you can see a more contemporary look at everything that goes into cotton production. Until 1865, this production relied on the labor of enslaved African Americans.
But after 1865, many African Americans in the South were afforded few opportunities outside of the same plantations they had previously worked. In the agricultural economy, slavery was largely replaced by a system of sharecropping where landowners would provide the land, tools, and even a share of profits for tenant farmers.
But this ended up leaving many of the tenants deeply indebted to the landowners, particularly when cotton yields were low.
And this was not an uncommon occurrence. It turns out, planting the same thing in the same spot over and over depletes the health of the soil.
George Washington Carver saw an opportunity for agriculture to empower African American farmers to enter the economy for themselves. But he also knew that economy was dependent on environmental sustainability.
And peanuts offered some sustainable solutions. We're heading back out of the exhibit the way we came in, but before we do, we're stopping by these cases of edible nuts and legumes hidden behind the coffee plantation diorama.
Carver and his experiment station advertised legumes, including beans, peas, and peanuts, as an ideal counterbalance to cotton. In his 1916 bulletin, How to Grow the Peanut and 105 Ways of Preparing It for Human Consumption, Carver outlined tips for farmers and uses for consumers, supporting both the supply and demand of the economy.
In the legumes case, this label explains how nodules on the roots of plants contain bacteria called rhizobium that take in nitrogen from the air.
This is starting to get a little technical, but I've heard some of these terms used in another exhibit.
You're thinking of Underground Adventure. Let's take the elevator down to the ground level to get a better understanding.